Zippy, can you hear us?
I can hear you fine.
All right. Well, congrats. Welcome back to the crew chief seat.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll go ahead and take questions for Greg Zipadilla. If you have one, please, once again, use the raise your hand option in Zoom or send me a chat as well. And we are going to start with Jordan Bianchi. Jordan, go ahead with your question.
Greg, will you be on the box for the next three races?
To be honest with you, we haven't really looked that far ahead. I mean, from my perspective, I'll do whatever it takes. So we'll have to go home and just kind of regroup, see who we have resource-wise and what works best for the Cup side and the Xfinity side. So I will be there to help, but I'm not sure if I'll do it all. Just kind of got to wait and see.
Sure. Second question is, you got kind of thrown in the deep end today. What was that adjustment like, and what did you bring to the team?
I did it so long. It was fun. Especially because of the circumstances, right? I felt good that I could help this young group of guys out and be here to help them today. I love this team and Chase. Such a good group of talented younger guys, and they work their hearts, their guts out, and it was just fun to be a small part of it today. I'll be honest with you, we had to adjust on it a lot more than I thought we did or would have to. Based on as good as it was yesterday, but we were really, really loose compared to what we were yesterday. So we had to throw a few things at it.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Bob Pockers. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Zippy, I mean, we saw the same thing happen to Gibbs a few weeks ago on the Cup side. I mean, obviously, you guys and Gibbs, you're two very big teams. Why is this happening? Is it something that happens when the car gets transported? Is it something that somebody isn't checking, who's used to kind of making that last minute check at the shop?
I honestly think that it's simply, we're out of our routine with people working double shifts, half shifts, and some people starting projects, some people finishing, just no practice going through, you know what I mean? I think it's, we're out of our routine. We talked about it, and he kind of remembers now, right when he didn't go back and secure the bolt. And he had a distraction, and it was one guy doing a little more than what they normally do, just because we're trying to work split shifts at the shop, not as many people, obviously, something's going on. So, and I'm sure the same thing happened with Gibbs. I mean, we've got great people. They know the drill. It should never happen. Quite honestly, it was embarrassing for myself and from a HR perspective. Our guy should be better than that. Proud of everybody for being able to put that behind us and rebounding and solid finish yesterday after making up six laps and then come back with the win today. So I think that just speaks volume of the character of Chase and the guys around him.
And on next Sunday, you're going to race at Talladega with no practice. Are you okay with that, even though there's some change in the rules for Talladega as far as the package?
All right, what was that?
Next week at Talladega, no practice, even though there's change, obviously, in horsepower and no aero ducts. Are you okay with that?
All right, try that again. Next week at Talladega?
Yeah, no practice, even though the change in the package. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's fine.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next question we will take from Lee Spencer. Lee, go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations, Zippy. Just curious, I know it's an expensive proposition doing a one-off Xfinity team, but what kind of potential do you see in Chase that makes you think that he's worth investing in for the future?
He's a good guy. I believe he has a really good car control from just watching him. He can sit and kind of tell you about his car. And then he goes out and he, you know, for the most part, really takes care of his stuff. When you really look at the races that kid has, how many he has started compared to the guys around him, I just think he performs on a high level in a lot of different racetracks, which is exciting.
And from a management perspective, can you weigh or balance the testing versus, or sorry, practice versus no practice as far as the, you know, I guess the economics of it and what you get out of it in the race? Because last week at Martinsville, some people were just completely lost having never tested on that particular tire.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a tough balance. And you know, you can't sit here and we can't sit here and talk out of both sides of our mouth because of the circumstances that we're in. Everybody and every team had basically the same amount of time to prepare for it. Some did a better job than others with the new tire and just the way that the things went there at Martinsville. And I'm sure you'll see more of that in the future if we don't get practice. I think they've done, everybody at NASCAR has done a great job of getting us to the racetrack, getting us in and out, getting our events done, putting great races on. And right now, if that's all we can do and only being here a day, then it's sure better than what we were doing a month and a half ago, sitting home wondering and hoping we were going to get back. So I applaud them for where we're at. And if it takes, you know, another month, another 2 months, whatever it does to get back to a little more normal where we have practice and qualifying, well, then so be it.
Appreciate your time, Sip. Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to have time for one more question. Dustin Long, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Greg, you went through the weekend with two races in 2 days for the Xfinity Series. The Cup Series will go through that in Pocono, be a new experience for that series. What were the things that you learned from this weekend's experience and leading up to it that can you prepare things better for your Cup organization in a couple of weeks at Pocono?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is running the first race and keeping your car clean, and it gives you a shot of learning and adjusting for the second race based on that we're hopefully going to run the same car. You don't want to unload a backup, put a motor in it, go through all of that. So I think just the preparation, having all the stuff that you're going to change post the first race ready, prepared, you know, having the right people here as far as extra people, moving people around on our roster that will be able to help and get things executed that we may need, like, you know, if you get a fender or a right side. I mean, obviously in the Xfinity, it's a little bit easier because you can just, you unbolt the panels, you bolt them up. Ours are still metal, so it's a lot more work if you get some dents or you right side it or you get a wheel mark. So just having panels, parts, pieces like that done, prepared, crush panels for all the teams in case we need them. We'll just spend a little extra time preparing it in that fashion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Zippy, we appreciate you joining us for a little bit today, and congrats again on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.